It started at dawn in a Los Angeles taxi and wound up that night on a cliff in the middle of the Pacific. All because of a Dutchman with $50,000, a corpse in a lily pond, and an Oriental with a chauffeur who wanted a cloak made of nothing but feathers.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of crime fiction, comes his most famous character in The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Now, with Gerald Moore, starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Cloak of Kamehameha.
The message that a repulsively wide-awake boy was missing a tooth front row center had delivered at 6 in the a.m. had come in two parts. The first, scrawled in black ink on a wrinkled piece of paper, said, "Marlowe, get hold of a taxicab. Pose as the driver yourself, and at exactly 8 o'clock this morning, come past 8840 North Ogden Drive. Signed, Pollard Schindler." The second half made more sense. It was printed in neat letters on neater green paper, and under an engraving of Benjamin Franklin read, $100 silver, payable to the bearer on demand. So at exactly 8 o'clock, I was behind the wheel of a hired cab, leather jacket, peaked cap, toothpick and all, and within, hey, taxi distance of number 8840. Mr. Pollard Schindler, a round man in square clothes with haircut to match, was not late.
Taxi! Are you there? Taxi, wait!
Yes, sir. Cab?
Of course. Why do you think I'm shouting my head off? I want to go to the municipal airport. Do you understand? The municipal airport at Inglewood.
Okay, okay, Inglewood. Municipal airport it is.
Marlowe, The meter. Quick, put the flag down. Every minute I'm being watched.
Oh, yeah. Watched by whom, Mr. Schindler?
I do not know. Now, listen carefully, Marlowe. Later, you are to go to the Halema'ana Hotel and wait for a young lady named Lani Collier.
Mm-hmm.
Then, at the hour she designates, you go to her house, number 44 Diamond Head Circle, and pick up the cloak.
Oh, wait a minute. Holly Moana, Diamond Head, all those places. This hotel isn't by any chance in Hawaii, is it?
Didn't I mention this in my note?
No, you didn't. Nor did you mention picking up a cloak.
That just proves I haven't been myself ever since yesterday when I received this anonymous letter that's postmarked Honolulu. All it says is, Kamehameha's cloak of golden feathers will bring no less than death.
Huh.
Marlowe, have you ever been to the islands?
Yeah, twice. Once business, once pleasure.
Well, then surely you've heard people speak of King Kamehameha.
Oh, sure. He was back in the 17th...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?